It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. When FBI Director Robert Mueller steps down later this year, his replacement could be a woman. The Washington Post is reporting that, if selected, this could be another occupational breakthrough for women. Last week, our business contributor Rebecca Harris looked at some of the fastest growing occupations. This week, she looks at job opportunities for women and growth areas for entrepreneurs. Rebecca Harris, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great.
So let's talk about job opportunities for women. Looking first at women-owned businesses. What about those?
So, Paul, you might remember that in January we talked about the state of women-owned businesses, which was a survey that was conducted by NABO, the National Association for Women Business Owners, and Web.com. And what they found out was that 81% of female entrepreneurs are optimistic about their businesses and their overall performance, which is a really great number. And that 66% of these women business owners were even more optimistic in 2013 than in 2012. And so that really goes to show that there's a lot of entrepreneurial optimism as well as activity going on. And we're seeing even more activity just in this first quarter, which is great.
Now, what fields should we look at for women in business that are going to be what you would call the hot new thing?
So overall, in general, we've seen a lot of women business owners in the fields of healthcare and social assistance. Really, scientific and technical is advancing more than it ever has. And then finally, educational. But when you drill down and really look at the specific occupations and whether you're headed now into starting a business, you should think about some of these areas. So occupational or physical therapists, again, the baby boomers, not like us, Paul, right? The ones who really need the help, am I right? Yeah, mm-hmm. his eyebrows are going up. Looking at being a nurse, the nursing field is also getting really hot. A virtual assistant, that's a new position and actually a new job that, again, wasn't around 10 years ago. We looked at jobs that weren't around 10 years ago last week. Dental hygienists, software developers, pharmacists, job training specialists, and accountants. So those are some businesses that women could get into. They could get into the pet grooming industry and the social media specialist. I mean, that's a great industry as well. And I think in some of those industries, you can have kind of a life work balance, which is also something that's very attractive.
Are we seeing in this day and age more niche businesses and industries popping up that really are ideally suited toward women?
Toward women. Women are great multitaskers, although sometimes I say, you know, don't try to do it all. You can do it all, but maybe not necessarily at the same time. But there are some. And what I like to see more and more is there are a number of women who are going into counseling and therapy, which is a really great area for women to enter.
And why is that?
Well, women are very attuned to other people. It's a field where they can make their own hours. It's very flexible. And I think that's a very interesting area. We're certainly seeing more women going into STEM, so scientific research and in labs. And again, I think that's going to be really critical to look at the life sciences and the breakthrough medicines that are going to be needed to be developed, given that people are living longer. So I like that area. Veterinarians is also another area where I see so many more women vets. Our vets are all women, and they really, you have the ability to, again, structure a little bit more of a lifestyle balance. So I like those areas as well. And then certainly I am seeing more women going into finance and management, and I love that. I love the fact that women are taking account of their finances, their future, their investment, and I think that's very important.
So gone are the days when, you know, men controlled the checkbook and women didn't necessarily know what the finances were.
Once we figured out that we could get to the money, we followed the money, Paul.
Business correspondent Rebecca Harris with us. So what are the most popular industries for startups?
Well, now if you're looking at startups, and again, this would apply to women entrepreneurs as well as men entrepreneurs. So I looked at a book of lists. This is IBIS. It's the World List of Industries that have low barriers to entry and high growth potential. So the top of the list comes out this way, Paul. You're going to love this. Food, booze, and cost-saving firms top the list.
Food, booze, and cost-saving firms.
And those are the top of the list. And so what that really means is, and let's break it down. I thought that was a great headline. We are seeing more and more food trucks and street vendors. We're seeing more wineries. We're seeing more ethnic supermarkets. and relaxation beverages. These are some of the hot new things that are coming around in 2013. And some of these businesses aren't based on gross profit necessarily overall, but they're industries that are new that you can get into that don't have high barriers to entry. So I think that's a really interesting way to look at some new things we haven't thought about before.
And microbreweries are, you know, all these kinds of things.
Absolutely, absolutely. There is an increase in pop culture attention to food and drink now. When you think of everybody now is a foodie, right? You look at the Food Network, you listen to shows, you're a critic yourself. People are entering competitions. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a lot of boutique beverages coming up. The other thing that
let me jump please. In. Are you surprised that we're seeing this in a down economy?
Well, things are starting to really change now. And I think when you look at the housing market and you look at certain economic markers that are starting to really change and trend up, this does not surprise me at all. Also, these are low cost entry. And so people aren't having to travel, and spend a ton of money. These are things that you can do at a more moderate budget. So easier to get into, and consumers are able to purchase at a reasonable rate as well. One of the things I really like that's also very important is the social networking area. And e-commerce sites, digital publishing, those are very important areas to look into getting into because companies are building software now, and everybody has to track all this data. It is a new way that we're doing business. And so I think that gives people a lot of opportunities in terms of looking at new things to get into.
And I know that we have to look at millennials.
Okay, so we like millennials. And for those of you who don't have a great definition of millennials, we're going to give it to you now. Millennials are also referred to as Gen Ys, and they were born later in the 1970s, early 1980s up to the early 2000s. So again, later in the 1970s all the way through the early 2000s, they're referred to as millennials or Gen Ys. And this group is really starting businesses. I found a statistic that said 54% of the nation's millennials either want to start a business or have already started one. That is a phenomenal number. So I think we're going to find some very creative businesses and products out there pretty soon.
Why the Gen Ys? Why are they starting businesses? Why didn't we see this maybe more among baby boomers and Gen X?
What we're really seeing is entrepreneurship is now being taught in many universities. MBA programs are offering entrepreneurial training. The concept of entrepreneurship really seems much more in reach, where before it had to be, you had to build a huge company in many instances. And now, there, as we said, there are lots of ways to get into entrepreneurship with lower barrier costs.
Rebecca Harris is our business correspondent, and she joins us each and every week here on Essential Pittsburgh. As always, Rebecca, pleasure visiting with you. And I should mention, too, that you are the director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a great day, Paul.
You too.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, we bring you a special Essential Pittsburgh. We'll broadcast our recent public forum on the Black middle class in Pittsburgh. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.